to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, and it amounts to idolatry. Paul is saying here, the body behaves only as the Spirit commands us. And Darren, I believe a lot of our ministry is teaching people that the body is secondary to the Spirit. The Spirit is in command. When
That's right,
the Spirit
right.
comes in command, then we can say, like with John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you may ask what you will and it'll be done for you. We must get off the selfish, greedy kind of lifestyle that is only found when we think about our physical needs.
Okay, now let's go back to John 15:7 that you just quoted.
Yes.
It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish. That's an open-ended.
That's right.
Ooh, wow. Whatever you wish, it shall be done for you. Now, here's a payoff. By this is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
Yes.
See, it delights him when we get answers to prayer. Now, the flesh mindset will say, no, you're playing hide-and-go-seek with me, Lord. You've got a multiple choice question here, and you hope I'll get the wrong answer. That's not true. He wants us to, as it says in Colossians there, in Colossians 3, verse 2, set your mind on the things above.
Yes.
Well, how do we do that? Well, we teach a process of renewing your mind, that's Romans 12:2, so that you're not just a zealot without knowledge, you're out there just wound up tighter than whatever, but you're with knowledge, you're with revelation knowledge, you're with purpose, you're with a calling, you're setting your mind on things above and say, God, I got to learn some whole new ways here. I was raised so much in the flesh,
yes.
And all of us were, folks, all of us were. We have to give up that flesh identity and the ways of the flesh. The ways of the flesh. For example, one of the ways of the flesh is, well, I'll get even. I mean, they did me dirt, and believe me, they did me dirt once, I'm going to do it to them twice. In fact, I might even do it to them 10 times, and I'm going to make them really sorry they messed with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the ways of the flesh. Now, the ways of the Spirit, to set your mind on things above, is to say, okay, I am going to love you. I am going to forgive you. I am going to walk here in the grace and glory of the Lord because I am setting my mind on the things above.
That's right. And do you want in your life what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect? Of course we do. And that's part of this power of attorney. This is saying, you know, if Jesus has given me all this, I am going to take this and I'm going to run with it. In Romans 12, Paul said again, don't be conformed to this world. Okay, you're dead to this world. You've died in Christ. So you're going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And John 15:16 and John 15:7 and all these scriptures we've been quoting, that renews your mind. That renews your mind so that it is in command of your body. And so it says here in Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God. And you know, the will of God for you is good. The will of God for you is acceptable, perfect, and full, absolutely full. He wants us complete and full in everything.
Well, let me talk to you about another thing that's really basic, and it's the will of God. And that's Mark 11:22. It says, have
right.
the faith of God.
That's right.
Then it also says in Romans 10:17, you see, folks, we're stuffing this message full of riches and treasures. Man, I'll tell you, this is better than Spanish gold at the bottom of the ocean. So faith cometh from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if we come back over here to Colossians, and it says, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. One of the things that he gives us, things above, is a heavenly way of doing things.
Yes.
We need to step into the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33 tells us to do that, to seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things. And all these things will be added unto you.
Praise God.
Now, here we go. I'm going to give you an application here. Set your mind on the things above, not the things that are on the earth. Now, let's suppose that sickness comes to your house. All right, now what's the earth way of doing that? Oh, get on the phone, call a doctor quick, run over there, and whatever the doctor says, oh, for goodness sakes, do it because the doctor knows.
Well, and we look at the physical condition, and that's where we grade everything on.
Exactly.
How they look, how they feel, if they're screaming, if they're yelling, then it's intense. And we don't look into the spiritual. Father God, what is going on here? You know, it's like so many times you say, we look at the symptoms rather than the root cause of what's going on. We need to ask Holy Spirit by discernment, what is going on, Holy Spirit? What do I need to be praying right now?
See, I think about the lady that they said, well, call 911. And so she wrote the number down, and she got all confused. She was so scared. The emergency seemed to be so great. And she finally called the police and said, I don't have an 11 on my phone. They were telling her to dial 911. Well, some of us have been there when the pressure was so great that we just could not think straight. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say 911, if you say that to me, we've got to do, first of all, I'm going to go to the Lord because I'm doing my best to set my mind on things above His ways mm-hmm. instead of man's ways of doing
yes.
things. Now, let me go back to this situation here, folks, because it comes up all the time. I mean, every day for us in this ministry. We're seeing people that, first of all, oh, I got a problem here. I got an owie. I got a symptom. Oh, it must be cancer. Maybe it's MS. Maybe it's sugar diabetes. Maybe it's cancer. Well, you know, whatever it is. And they run off to the doctor and say, Doctor, would you please tell me, because I think you're the God of medicine, and I'm going to, whatever you tell me, if you tell me I need to have an operation, cut my leg off this afternoon, I'm ready. Now, that's not setting your mind on the things above.
That's right.
Living a very earthly, fleshly lifestyle. And folks, you will lose if you do that. There's a better way.
I have realized, Darren, in this ministry in the last 3 or 4 years, that more people are believing a lie. And they're looking at the symptoms and they're believing a lie as to the diagnosis of what's really going on. When you have ministered to people, you have said several times, well, I believe you're believing a lie there. That's a lie from the devil. Because he is, John 8:44 says, he is the father of lies. So what is he going to do to come to us with? He's going to come to us with a pack of lies, and we cannot believe him. We must believe the word of God first. And I'll tell you, those friends of ours that believe the word first and quote the word first and confess the word, they're the winners. They're the ones that come out winning.
Well, not just because we say they're winning.
No.
You look at their finances, you look at their family, you look at their health. They're full of joy, and they're an absolute ball to be around.
Yes.
I mean, they're really fun to be around. But let me tell you this. I had an example, and this happens quite frequently. You see, Jesus Christ came also to bring His Holy Spirit. And I believe with all my heart the one reason He could look at the cross, knowing that He was going to the cross, knowing that He'd be crucified, and He could look clear through there saying, if I go through this for mankind, I will then be able to return to heaven and then send Him precious Holy Spirit, and He will be there as a teacher and a guide and a comforter, and He will be all places at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Holy Spirit's presence on the earth is limited to where I am and a few people I've laid my hands on, like the disciples here. But if I go and I pay the price here and I defeat the law of sin, sickness, and death, and I'm victorious in resurrection life, and I go back to heaven, then I can send Holy Spirit and He can be all over the world at all times. Now, I say that to say this. You can operate, once you've received Holy Spirit, in the gifts of the Spirit. One of those is to get a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom from the Spirit on your feet in the battle. Now, here the other night, a lady came up and I says, what would you like prayer for? What would you like Jesus to do for you? She said, well, the doctor says I have MS. Now, the Holy Spirit rose up inside of me and said, that was an inaccurate diagnosis.
Hmm.
Okay, now, let's suppose that you went with what the world says. You got MS, and we go and we receive treatment for that on that basis. Well, if it's an inaccurate diagnosis, then what they give you is the wrong medicine for something you never had.
That's right.
And we're seeing this. People get operations for things they don't need. And I'm not saying that you should never, ever go for an operation. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you need to make real sure that it's accurate. You need to have God confirm, you know, what you're hearing from a doctor, what you're hearing from someone in business. You need to have that confirmed as truth. If it's not truth, don't go with it.
And now the world system is saying that when you combine drugs, prescription drugs, those are drugs, when you combine those in different combinations, the one drug may have an adverse effect on you because you're taking a drug that is not good for you. So if you're taking 2 or 3 different prescriptions to combat 2 or 3 different symptoms, they may be working adversely against one another in your body, and so you get far worse because you have gone to the doctor, you have taken prescriptions.
A drug reaction.